I'm on my way, and I can't turn around. I'm on my way to heaven's land. I'm going to heaven where John saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down out of God from the heaven. Good God. And in that new heaven and that new earth, I see my name on my blessing. Saying, come on up and enter into the joy of the Lord. He came all the way from heaven down just to save us, just to pick us up, just to get us out of the darn hill that we're in. And he told us, preachers and teachers, to tell my people that it's over now. For I came that you might have life and have it more abundant. I'm through. But I want to know, is there anybody in this audience, in this place, in this house, that don't know Jesus? That haven't given your life to him? That haven't turned your life over to him? It's a day to stop playing with yourself and tell the Lord, I surrender. I surrender all. And God will help you. He'll see you through. Somebody, good God, ought to come to Jesus. Huh? You don't have much time. We're winding up. Things are being set in order as the Bible said it would. Huh? If everybody is saved in here, I'm happy. If everybody has given their life to Christ, I'm happy. But I'm not happy if you have not given it to him. I want to call you unto him. I want to disciple you unto him. Because he's the best thing that could ever happen to a man or to a woman. If you're in here today, this your hour. This your hour. You must say, Brother Preacher, nobody else is getting up. No, that's because he called you. He was speaking to your voice, your heart. A new heaven and a new earth coming down from God out of heaven. He was saying, I'm making room for you. I'm making room for you. Praise God.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1.
Put your hand.
Call up somebody. Tell them it's gonna be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
It's just a blessing to see everyone here this morning. And for me, it's a blessing to have one more chance to stand before you and just open up the church. We want to welcome everybody to our 11 o'clock service. If you're here in person or you're watching on social media, we're going to welcome you And we just ask that you help us just bring in praise unto God. And this morning, we got today is our Youth Sunday. And it's a blessing to see them. Amen. I know that they're going to uplift me. They're going to uplift you. And they look like they're already ready to go. Amen. So let's just worship God in truth and in grace. And we're just going to get it started. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you this morning. Thank you for everything that you've done for us, everything that you're going to do for us, and even the things that you haven't done, just to keep us straight, to keep us focused on you. And Heavenly Father, today we just have to just make a choice, between right and wrong. It's things happening in our world today that never happened before. And we're just searching for you. We need you more now than ever in our lives. And we just want to just continue to just trust you, trust Christ, and just continue to just go forward and be strong in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
many know, how many, you know, this is the youth Sunday, first Sunday in 2025. Anybody just grateful what he did for us to bring us to this?
Thank you. joy of my salvation. Yes, he is. He's the joy of my salvation. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Woke me up this morning. Started me on my way. He's the joy of my salvation. Yes, he is. Oh, yes. Joy of my salvation, yes, he is, yes, he is. Woke me up this morning, started me on my way. He's the joy of my salvation, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, the river of living water springing up in my soul.
Let us give God the praise that deserving to him this day. Thank him for another day that he has blessed us to be here on the land of living this day. At this particular time, we're going to change over a little bit this morning. We're going to hear from Apostle Robert L. Smith from Champaign, Illinois this morning. He's going to be bringing our message to us this morning, and we ask that you give him your ears. Thank you very much.
Can we all just give the Lord a hand praise on this morning? Hallelujah. Look over at a neighbor and tell him, I'm just glad to be here. What an awesome God we serve. Certainly we bless the Lord for all of his goodness and kindness he's given unto us. He blessed us. Get up this morning. Amen. Clothes in our right mind. Amen. He blessed us to come into this house of God. Amen. To receive the blessings of God. Amen. We're so happy that God has blessed us and gave us eyes to see, voice to talk, legs to walk. Amen. We just praise him for all of his goodness unto us, unto us. He's a good God, you know. Amen. And he keep on blessing us over and over again. Amen. We praise God. Amen. For the chief etiquette of this house, Bishop Smith. Amen. Let's give God a hand praise. Amen. All of the ecclesiastical, amen, seatings, ministers, amen, deacons, mothers, missionaries, amen, children of God. Amen. We praise God. Amen. For he's an awesome God. Don't you love him on today? Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For my wife. Amen. Being here with us on today. Amen. Sharing in the services of the Lord. Amen. I'm happy about, amen, being here. Amen. At this home. Amen. I've been trying to make it down here so many times. But every time I call, they tell me the weather is rough and I can't fish because the water is high and the fish went on vacation. But amen. But amen. But I just love the Lord. I just wanted to be here, wanted to share. Amen. I was here last year at my class reunion, and it was such a blessing to see so many of those I hadn't seen in 50-some years. Amen. And the Lord blessed us. Of course, you know, I didn't know them all, because it has been a change. Hallelujah. Amen. But I just thank God for his goodness and kindness unto us. Amen. Everybody happy on this morning? You ought to be happy. Amen. You ought to be happy. Amen. On this morning. Amen. My wife is going to read a scripture on this morning, Revelation 21, the first through the fourth verse. Amen. Good to see my nephew and protege. Amen. Dr. Basil, good to see him. I see him all time on television. We just enjoy, amen, seeing him and all of you, not leaving any of you out, but all of you. Revelation, the 21st chapter, the first through the fourth verse. I'm not trying not to be long. I don't know how long I'm allotted to preach, but I'm not going to be long on this morning. Look at somebody and say, he's not going to be long.
I can't even say that.
Praise God. All right, Lady Smith, will you read Revelation 21, first through the fourth verse aloud, while the congregation will read it silently with you.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven,
Well,
prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Hmm.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying,
yes.
Behold,
behold,
the tabernacle of God is with men.
Tabernacle of God is with men.
And he will dwell with them.
Uh-huh.
And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Yeah.
And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain.
Mm.
For the former things are passed away.
Passed away. Now close your Bible before you sit down. Before you sit down, amen. I want you to close your Bibles and free your hand. And I need for you to turn to a neighbor and look at them and ask them, say, neighbor, will you be there? Yeah, now turn to somebody else on the other side and ask them, say, neighbor, will you be there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You may be seated at this time. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. The book is a clarity of our heaven and earth. Revelation is a revealing what's past, what's to come, and what is. We must understand that I, John, as he was writing, he was taking dictates from God on high. You must understand that we really can't take dictations from God unless we're in him. Unless we're his children, unless we're his deity, amen, in order to hear what the Lord is saying. In this book of Revelation, John began to pen what God was saying. And John found out it was too much upon him. And you know how it is when things are coming heavy upon you and you can't take it like you need to, huh? And sometimes God sees what you're going through. He understands how the rhetorical, amen, thing that he has given unto us. And so he looked at John, if you allow me to say that, and he told John, he said, close the book. He shut the book, John, because the thing that you've seen can blow your mind. Oh, you must understand that the Lord has so much to tell us and not enough time to tell it to us. You see, God is so great in his ability to speak to his children and to deal with us and to tell us. And so would you believe that we don't have enough time to comprehend everything that God has for us? My God. And so that is why, I'm going to be a pastor right about now, that is why that when we get the opportunity and get the chance, we should fold ourselves in the presence and in the anointing of God. We should understand that when, I told you I'm going to be a pastor, when Bible study and prayer meeting, we must not be absent. We must be present in the presence of God. The Bible said, fail not to assemble yourself together. Don't go on vacation on Wednesday night. You must understand that God's calling you, and God is giving the man of God, his essence, something to say unto you.
Look at somebody and say, he got something to say to you. Yeah. See, I like to help folks to help me to minister, because you must understand, when God sent his words out, he said he watches over it to perform it. In other words, he want to see that it come to pass. You must understand that when this John was writing this episode in that 21st verse, he began to ring a bell in our mind, talking about heaven here. Y'all excuse me if I hit you a minute, but it was saying, I'm saying that everybody talking about heaven, some folks are playing with this thing. And some folks don't really believe it. They think it's a fairy tale. When John was writing this book, it was not a fairy tale. It was a divine order sent from God. You must understand that a lot of times people begin a self-examination of themselves. And a lot of times, can I preach, they don't like what they see. Good God. But they would exalt themselves above the word, and above what is coming to them from God. And they will say unto themselves, I'm all right. I met a lot of folks that said they was all right. But they wasn't where God desired for them to be. The greatest thing in the church is for them to know that you're on your way to heaven. Oh, you got to know that. You just can't let the pastor tell you, the minister tell you, but you have to know for yourself you're on your way to heaven. See, this is a know-so salvation. If you don't know it yourself, nobody else will know it. Can I preach? You must understand that you cannot allow pride to get in your way. You see, pride comes before a fall. You cannot tell yourself, well, I'm Mr. Deacon, I'm Mr. Preacher, I'm Mr. Pastor, I'm Mr. Bishop. No, you've got to know who God says you are. And you've got to work on that, to become greater in your assignment. A lot of assignments have been missed because we have exalted ourselves above the word of God. A lot of time folks say, well, you know, it's about me. Not just it's about me, but it's all about me. Good God. But it's not about you. Look down your row and say, it's not about you now. Call them, I tell them, and you may be pretty, but it's not about you. Good God, come on, I feel like preaching. My God, it's about God. It's about us reaching his children that are lost. It's about us going the extra mile. It's about us feeding the hungry. It's about us, my God, visiting the sick. It's about us. It's about us, going the extra mile when we don't have to. Somebody ought to shake yourself. Good God, come on. Want you to know that when we get to heaven, it's going to be a whole new show. Oh, my God, the scripture declares that all tears, won't be no crying up there. He gonna wipe all tears. You see, God has a big old hanky. Big one, big one, big one, big one. He's big. big one. This one not big enough to handle my tears and your tears and all our tears. So God has a big old hanky that he's going to take and wipe all our tears away. All our sorrows, all our hurt, all our pain. So, oh, heaven is different. If I could talk about it, my God. The trees up there, it's for the healing of the nation. Sometimes you've been wounded in life. You've been hurt. You've been pain. Don't know which way to go. Good God. But I heard him say the leaves on the trees is for the healing of the nation. God Almighty. See, some of us need healing. My God. And we won't let God do it. We're frustrated and tore up and marginalized, but we won't let God do the healing. We will let our healing, my God, simper out and drift out and on someone else. And you make them sick. Good God from on high. But I know a man from Galilee. If you in sin, we'll talk about that for a minute. He'll set you free. You must understand that sin will not get in the heaven. Don't get quiet on me now. But sin will not get in the heaven. Your sin, my sin, her sin, his sin will not get in the heaven. Huh? Jesus came through 42 generations. He did not come in vain, but he came to take all our sins away. Take all of them away. Every one of them. Come to take them away. If you're a liar, you don't have to lie. If you're drunk, you don't have to drink. If you murder, you don't have to be that. Huh? Or whatever you are, Jesus want to drop the charges. He want to make the change. Wherever you've been, good God, it doesn't matter to him. Good God, he just wants you to be saved. He wants you to be delivered from your sin. Jesus is a deliverer. He's one that can deliver you from any and everything. Somebody say, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I feel my help coming. You must understand that when you're lost, good God, you don't know where you are. You don't know where you are. A lot of times we try to pretend we are. We know where we're going. And before we know it, we done went down the wrong road. Hallelujah. We done went down the wrong situation. And it's almost destroyed us. But Jesus, he'll never forget us. Came to Calvary, my God, died, bled and suffered on Calvary. Just to deliver you from your sin. May I suggest to you that a lot of people are not accepting the fact that he did it all for us. Did it all for us. And when we find out how much he has done for us, our soul should rejoice. Let me hit that right quick, like I said, our soul shall rejoice. See, when you come to church, you might have been sad on the outside. But when you come to church, I come to praise my God. I come to lift him up. I come, my God, to get my soul in place. Good God. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but out of them all, God will deliver you. Whatever you're going through and whatever you've been in, God will bring you out. Ah, God, he's a God that operates in bringing us out. My God, wherever you've been, he can bring you out. Ah, God, I deal with some folks and I'm ministering in prison on death row, and many of them killed folks and demised folks, and some of them have said to us, I've done too much. God won't forgive me. Good God. I'm so glad when they say that, because I can tell them the God that we serve, he's able to deliver you from anything. 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 It doesn't matter where you've been. Doesn't matter where you're going. God will deliver you. Let me rush on here. John said, I seen a new heaven and a new earth coming down from God out of heaven. Listen, let me tell you something. Don't try to figure it out. He's already got it worked out. He said, a new heaven and a new earth coming down from God out of heaven. Me and my wife, we've been a lot of places. We've seen a lot of faces. Been almost around the world and back. Good God. But I've never seen anything like it described in the book of God. I seen a new heaven and a new earth. God Almighty, I'm waiting to see the new heaven and new earth. Will you be there? My God, I want to know. I want to ask the church, where have you been? Have you been in the place of God? Have you been to the place where you can see God? There's no special place or no beautiful place than the place of God. Hallelujah. David said, I've seen the lightning flash, and I've heard the thunder roar. I've seen sin breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But he heard a voice within him, my God, telling his soul, still fight on. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. I want to know today, will you be there? I want to know today, have you came to Jesus just as you were? I want to know today, have you looked in the Master's face and say, Lord, here I am, here I am. I want you to take me in your arms and love on me. I want you to lift me from the dawn hills of life. I want you to carry me in the bosom of Abraham. Will you be there? Lord, have mercy. I feel like preaching. God Almighty. My. Sometime the storm get weary. Sometime hurt and pain, my God, overcome you. Sometime the physical specimen of life is too much for you, and you feel like dropping out of the race. But I come to tell you, don't drop out. Hang on in there. Don't give up. Hang on in there. God, oh God, tonight, you ought to tell somebody, will you be there? Will you be there? I'm so glad I'm on my way here. I'm on my way here to heaven, sure. I'm going to be there. He looked around. He said, of the new heaven and a new earth, the old earth is passed away. That's an insignia of the old person in us. Gotta pass away. Woo! Things I used to do, I don't do no more. Places I used to go, I don't go no more. Sometimes the people that I used to deal with, I don't deal with them no more. Why is it, brother preacher? Because I'm going away. I'm going to a place, my God, where the street I pay with gold. I'm going to a place where there be no more sorrow, there be no more hurt, there be no more pain, there be no more sickness. God will take care of me. Don't want he do it? Yes, he will. He'll lift you up when you're way, way down. He'll pick you up. He'll put your feet on solid ground. He'll put running in your feet, clapping in your hand. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Trouble won't last always. I'm so glad. I've got my ticket. I've got my ticket. I'm getting on board. I'm getting on board. Don't you let nobody turn you around. Don't you let nobody keep you out of heaven. Don't you let nobody cause you to fall on your face. Tell them you don't have time for foolishness, because I'm on my way. I'm on my way, and I can't turn around. I'm on my way to heaven's land. I'm going to heaven where John saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down out of God from the heaven. Good God. And in that new heaven and that new earth, I see my name on my blessing, saying, come on up and enter into the joy of the Lord. He came all the way from heaven down just to save us, just to pick us up, just to get us out of the darn hill that we're in. And he told us, preachers and teachers, to tell my people that it's over now. For I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I'm through. But I want to know, is there anybody in this audience, in this place, in this house, that don't know Jesus? That haven't given your life to him? That haven't turned your life over to him? It's a day to stop playing with yourself and tell the Lord, I surrender. I surrender all. And God will help you. He'll see you through. Somebody, good God, ought to come to Jesus. Huh? You don't have much time. We're winding up. Things are being set in order as the Bible said it would. Huh? If everybody is saved in here, I'm happy. If everybody has given their life to Christ, I'm happy. But I'm not happy if you have not given it to him. I want to call you unto him. I want to disciple you unto him, because he's the best thing that could ever happen to a man or to a woman. If you're in here today, this your hour. This your hour. You must say, Brother Preacher, nobody else will get nothing. No, that's because he called you. He was speaking to your voice, your heart. A new heaven and a new earth coming down from God out of heaven. He was saying, I'm making room for you. I'm making room for you. Praise God.
The other day, a young man came up to me and said, Reverend, I really don't want to sound like an eternal pessimist, but I really feel like I'm at the dead end of the road right now. Everything I undertake to do becomes a failure. I try to treat everybody right and I do all that I can to live right, but it seems like I just have a hard time even making ends meet. And I said to the young man, I said, you sound like a good man. But I wanted to know from him, had he really given his problems, his concerns, had he really turned it over to Jesus? I wondered, have he really had some sincere prayer? And so what I said to him was, you long for sweet peace and for faith to increase. And I know you've been sincere. You've earnestly and fervently you pray. But I wanted the young man to know that you just cannot have rest.
But you can never cannot have
or be perfectly blessed. None of that can happen until all everything right there on the altar. It's got to be there. Come on and help me say, choir, is your all on the altar?
Is your all on the altar?
Spirit.
Does the Spirit
control?
Control.
You can
only be blessed
and have peace
and have peace
and sweet
and
rest. As you yield him,
as you yield
your body,
your body,
and you gotta give God your soul.
And soul.
I need to say that one more time because I wanted to convince the young man that he's got to give it all to him.
It is your own.